This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. I recently read a description of my earthly dad that was grossly inaccurate. It pained me to see it, and I was sad that the writer had so badly misunderstood what my dad was like and what he stood for. Tragically, this kind of error is very commonplace among professing Christians when it comes to Jesus Christ. Part of the remedy is to read and study and marinate in God's Word. As we do so, we must understand that everything written about God is about Jesus, who is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We sometimes forget that every description and encounter with God included in the Scriptures is an encounter with the Son. Jesus is with the Father and the Spirit at creation, and He is present in all of God's dealings with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Joshua, and so forth. This is one of the problems with the old heresy of claiming that the God of the Old Testament is different from the God of the New Testament. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unchangeably the same and eternally united in love and purpose and glory. One of the ways that we can test whether our understanding of Jesus is accurate is by asking whether our version of Jesus can be present and active in all of God's dealings in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In our church, we have been preaching through the prophecy of Jeremiah recently. It is a book which contains many words of divine vexation and descriptions of severe judgment upon Judah. These passages are often difficult for us to stomach, but the Son of God, who is incarnated as Jesus, is fully engaged in all that God is doing in sending the Babylonians to punish and exile His own people. When the Lord declares, "Shall I not punish them for these things? And shall I not avenge myself?" That is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit announcing judgment. In every age, Christians are tempted to domesticate God and remake Jesus in our own image, or in the image of what the world might find attractive. But this is a grave error for the church and deadly for the world. For any attempt to add or subtract from the Scriptures distances us from the true God. So whether we are tempted to remake Jesus into a harmless teacher of kindness or an angry man of wrath, we must always go back to the Scriptures and comprehend the fullness of His revelation. He is the God of mercy and the God of wrath, the God of compassion and judgment. Again, let us always go back to the Scriptures to remove any distortions of God's character and ways. Otherwise, we are in danger of never really knowing Jesus ourselves and of becoming blind guides to others. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.